Hi guys, thanks for joining me here on the night of Thursday, December 12th, 2019. We are in the midst of historic proceedings in the House of Representatives. The past 2 days have been consumed by debates in the House Judiciary Committee on the articles of impeachment against Donald J. Trump. Now, I think that this is a confusing process, and even me, someone who has had the luxury of watching pretty much all the hearings for the past 2 months, can have a hard time wrapping my head around exactly what's going on. So tonight I'm gonna try and put some things into perspective and maybe give a big picture to this whole process if I can. Now, I think I'll do that by refuting some of the Republican arguments. First off, I'll state them. These are arguments in defense of Donald Trump. Basically, their story has to do with what's the president's reasoning? What is his motivation? And it comes down to the kind of central fact, which is that in supporting Donald Trump, these Republicans have had to convince themselves that deep down, he has good intentions. That's how they can explain everything. Because his words are reprehensible, right? A lot of his behavior is reprehensible. But a lot of his actions benefit them. So how do they come to terms with that? They just convince themselves that, oh, he might be bombastic and he might be crude and, you know, it doesn't play by the rules, but deep down, Donald Trump, he's got good intentions. He's got good intentions. And intentions are really at the heart of the impeachment because the Republicans have a lot of kind of smoke and mirrors defenses that they're trying to make. And they're, for the most part, contradictory. So one of their defenses, one of their four facts, they keep on listing these four facts, in quotation marks, facts, because none of them are, in fact, facts. These four facts have never changed with the Republicans, and one of them is that there was no conditionality, right, which is the quid pro quo, this for that. There was no conditionality on the aid, but then they contradict themselves immediately because they have to somehow account for the fact that the aid did get released, right? So we do actually agree on a few facts. The aid was held up and was held up by President Trump. So that's a fact that we all agree on. And the aid was eventually released. So we agree on that fact too. The disagreement, at least in the House of Representatives, has been why the aid was withheld and then why it was released. So we're going to start with the end. Why was it released? The Republican argument is because the Ukrainian legislature passed these new anti-corruption laws, which involved stripping themselves of parliamentary immunity. And that was the same day that it was released. So in the Republican story, Donald Trump finds out that the Ukrainian legislature has passed these anti-corruption laws, and he figures, oh, that's what I wanted, I'm going to release the aid. That's the Republican defense. They say he released the aid because the Ukrainian legislature passed these anti-corruption laws, which is conditionality, right? So in one breath, they say, well, there was no conditionality, and then immediately after that, they say, and the aid was released because the Ukrainians did this thing that the president liked. It wasn't investigating the Bidens, but it was passing legitimate anti-corruption legislation, which they did. But that's conditionality, right? So they can say there was no conditionality. They can use those words in his defense as much as they want, but their defense of his behavior actually involves conditionality. They're saying, yes, he withheld the aid, and there was conditionality, but the conditionality was of noble purpose. He conditioned it on the legislature passing these anti-corruption bills. Whereas the Democrats, who are living in reality, interpret the events differently. The Democrats' interpretation is that the aid was withheld and conditioned upon President Zelensky making public announcements about investigations into Trump's political opponent, Joe Biden. So that's really the crux of the argument. As much as the Republicans hand wave and say there was no conditionality, their own defense of the president implies conditionality, because their defense is that he released the aid once they passed legitimate anti-corruption legislation. So there's definitely conditionality. The aid was definitely withheld. So the only question has to do with the president's motivations, right? What's the motivation? The Democrats say he was motivated by personal interest, and he wanted the Ukrainians to help him in his re-election effort. The Republicans say he was motivated by public interest, and all he wanted was the Ukrainians to pass this legislation, this anti-corruption legislation, and then he would release the aid. So that's the question, which is it? Now, let's take just for a moment the possibility that the Republicans are telling the truth about something. Why, if that's the reason, if President Trump withheld the aid because he wanted Ukraine to pass the specific anti-corruption legislation, why didn't he ever tell anyone that? He never said it to Ambassador Sondland. He never said it to Ambassador Volker. He never said it to anyone. When he had the three amigos in his office, did he say, tell Zelensky that I'm withholding the meeting, I'm withholding the aid until his legislature passes this anti-corruption bill? Did he say that? No. He said, go talk to Rudy. At no point, there is not one single witness who can testify to President Trump linking the aid to the bill in the Ukrainian legislature. There are multiple witnesses who can testify to the other quid pro quo, to the fact that the aid was linked to announcing investigations into Joe Biden. There's plenty of people who can testify to that, but the Republicans say, oh, it's just hearsay. But not one single person can say, well, the president told us it was because he was waiting to hear about the legislative action in the Ukrainian Congress, Ukrainian Parliament. You know, and once they pass this anti-corruption bill, then the aid's going to get released and they'll get the meeting. If that was the case, why wouldn't he have said that to anyone at the time? If a single Republican can answer that question, then maybe there's an actual debate to be had here. But it doesn't look like any of them can, because the truth is, he's corrupt and he's a criminal. It's a sad time. Anyway, I hope you all enjoyed the new format for my podcast, where I just talk for a few minutes. See you next time. Good night.